Whoa!
Welcome back, everybody.
Okay. We are back. Officially.
Official. It's the first time since break.
Fun Leo fact, was yawning, and he gave me like the creepiest smile I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, anyways, welcome back to Just Yappin', the radio show where we talk about everything from Taylor Swift to the Civil War. Stop doing that. It's in the microphone. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Wait, I'm Jace.
Yeah, I was about to say, who are we?
I'm Jace. That's...
I'll be coming today.
You're coming today? Okay, on a good day.
Pretty sure I'm Noah.
That's Noah, maybe. We don't really ever know.
And then we have Abe Lincoln in the studio right now.
We have the Jay Schlatt with the cyberms and everything.
What?
We got Leo Walker, everybody. Clap it up. Woo! Okay, so, boys, this is actually going to be our longest show of the year, probably. We're starting at 8, I think it was like 8:37, and we're ending at 9:30 or 9:45, depending on how long we go. So strap in, guys. It's going to be the greatest show of all time.
I got a topic.
What's your topic today, Cohen?
All right. If you had any superpower, what would it be and why?
That is the most basic topic. Well, let's do it.
Well, we've never asked it.
Yeah, that's true. Question. That is a good question for our show. Noah, you start first. I'll go second. He goes last.
Superpower I would have? Luck. Why? What? Because I'm lucky.
That's bland.
That's actually, I've never heard luck before. Like Gambit?
No, didn't watch Deadpool?
No, like think about it. No. If I have luck, like someone tries to rob me, whoops, I'm actually down the street.
Whoa, you only robbed me for $10 million? Luckily, I have 20 in the bank.
Yeah. Luckily, I got luck on my side.
Luckily, I found a whole entire pizza on the floor. I don't know.
Guys, I'm really hungry for a pizza. What's that on the floor?
Pizza!
Is it Will Yachty's pizza, though, is a real question.
No, it's Hotbox, because Hotbox's the best.
No.
I don't know about that one.
Okay, this
leads into back on the superpowers.
No, we're not talking about superpowers if he just said Hotbox pizza is the best pizza.
Yeah, no, the thing is that you guys are
okay, wrong. We can't talk about this, though. I just realized.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, keep going, Jace.
Okay.
Power?
So, superpower, I'm going to go... You might have to go because I just got put on the spot here, so I don't really know. So, yeah, come and go.
All right. Hold up. So, I would say, like, speed manipulation, okay? Because, like, think of it with The Flash, right? He could literally do basically anything.
He can time travel.
No stopping him.
Yeah, but he also has to wear a suit, otherwise he gets set on fire.
That's just his clothes. He could run not clothed, which would be gross, but... You know, hey, what works, works.
Yeah.
I fell. Okay, anyways. But yeah, like, he's basically unstoppable. There's no stopping him. He can run so fast, he can go through all of outer space and back in a mere seconds.
He's actually faster than light.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
All just of outer like space. Lightning McQueen, sorry.
Like, there's no... It's just perfect.
Ka-chow.
Exactly, ka-chow. You got it now, Jace?
No. But I'll attempt. Mine is probably going to just be basic. It's going to be flying. You know how cool it would be just to be able to go to New York City whenever you feel like it? Just
that
go,
makes sense.
Yeah.
And go, whee.
But then you'd be like hunted down by the government for a UFO.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like
I could 1v20 the guy. Oh, no. No, you know who has the perfect... If I had a mix of Winter Soldier and Flight... That's unstoppable. I'm literally
you're just a plane.
Yeah.
You're just a really strong, like, smart plane.
Yeah. Bucky Barnes might be the most underrated superhero of all time.
That's crazy. I was actually talking about that yesterday with someone.
Yeah.
But...
I feel like he's not, like, given enough appreciation.
Hold up. Because you're about to dive into a whole new topic.
Okay.
Now, I'm just saying real quick... If the world was like how MHA is, where like you get your power based off your personality, yours what? Would be something like no, music that, wise.
It's based off DNA.
I got loyalty too. And loyalty. Okay,
like,
I
just think
My
about
Hero Academia is. Like I've never do. Watched it. Leo's never watched it.
Doesn't matter
it.
What.
I mean, look
it doesn't matter
Leo.
If you watch it or not. They just get powers, and it's kind of like based off their personality.
So mine would be music.
Yeah, like something music related. I feel
I could soothe the world with my music. There we go. There's my power.
As so you're as barred. He bumps Playboi Carti.
Yeah, as I bump Playboi Carti, this is my brother, Dad. Okay.
Anyways, back to Bucky Barnes.
Bucky Barnes, one of the greatest non-commercialized superheroes of all time.
I feel like he's kind of Captain America, but not.
I feel honestly, like he's Captain America, but better.
Hot take, he should have gotten the shield.
I agree. I don't feel like it should have been Falcon.
I did not watch that show.
You didn't?
No, I was so bored.
Yeah, the Captain America was kind of...
I enjoyed it.
I liked it at the end, though.
Mm-hmm.
I liked all the goofy moments I saw on TikTok, but otherwise, I couldn't take it. I would watch half the show, and it would be like, government, government, government. They did something, government, government.
I mean, there was a new Captain America for a while, then they, like, got him, shut him down.
So. Yeah, because he went haywire. Yeah.
I mean, I'm down to watch the new Captain America movie.
When does that come out?
Pretty soon. I saw it on a poster at the movie theater.
You know what else is coming out soon? Beautiful segue. The Weeknd's album.
This Friday.
Possibly double album from rumors. From our sources. A.K.A. Google. But what's your guys' thoughts? Do you guys like The Weeknd's music? What's your favorite song? I like The Weeknd,
and I haven't really dove too far into his music, so I can't really... I don't have the biggest, like, take on it.
I like The Weeknd's music. My most recent favorite is probably Timeless.
Ever since I was a Yeah, great song. You know who else is on that song?
Me.
No, Playboi Carti.
I was about to say Carti. If Cardi's on it, you love it.
Yeah, indeed. He might have the most... it's not even that. His verse was just so good on the song. Like, it moved through the body.
Through the body and through the soul.
Yeah, you can hear that, by the way. So, you can still hear it.
I know. So sad. I love doing it.
Just put it on. So, yeah.
Quit smiling at me.
Yeah, Noah. What are you smiling about, bucko?
Yeah, what's making you so happy today?
I don't know.
Life is good. Grass is green. Feel good. I'll just say can of green beans.
Bars. This is now just music.
Just bars.
Exactly.
Dude, let's see if I have another one.
Oh, is he about to drop another bar? Is that what's going on? You got it?
What day is today? Tuesday?
No. Yes. My bad. Sorry. Gaslighted you.
Yeah. It's Tuesday. Today is Tuesday. You know what that means? Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Rhyming. What?
Put that on the shirt, dude, guys.
Nobody's talking about Wisconsin.
If you know, you know. Wisconsin's trash, by the way.
Whoa. There's a few things there that are good.
Aren't they? Cheese. The only thing I know them for is cheese.
They got blocks and wheels of cheese.
They also made airplanes.
Hey, be quiet. I only went to one cheese factory. I don't remember where it was. It may have been Wisconsin or like Michigan or Missouri. I don't know. One of the M's or the W's. Either way.
They're all the same.
Did you get like a really long like cheese stick?
No, I don't like cheese. The smell there was...
Can we talk about that real quick? You don't like cheese?
Okay. Hold on. Let me specify. I don't like it unless it's on something. Like, say,
so
you cheese
want
on
eat a
burger.
Cheese stick?
Uh-uh. It's just that...
He's weird.
Okay, if you had, like...
Cleo Steppen.
If you had, like, the pull-apart cheese, that's good. But I can't eat too many.
Yeah, same. Colby Jack cheese sticks are the greatest creation of all time.
Can't do it. And the cheese cubes? Ugh.
Oh, you don't like cheese cubes?
So nasty.
What's your take, Noah? Do you like cheese cubes?
I mean, I used to like sharp cheddar cheese cubes.
You're weird.
No,
well, that was...
All
that was,
of you. Weird.
Dude, I remember...
No, I have an explanation. It was after I had a surgery, so I had the laughing gas still in me and eating sharp cheddar.
Nice.
Like, cut the flavor of the gas.
Dude.
Because the cheddar's so sharp.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I ate it, because it saved me.
I had real life realization there.
At Kroger, they used to give like either one free cookie or one free cheese each day, or like maybe it was the weekend. I don't know. But we would go there and
I've never heard of those.
Yeah, we would just get it like every time. And maybe it was samples. I don't know.
It was probably samples.
But either way, we'd get them all the time. And they would give us like a whole like little circle of cheese. And I would just give it to my sister. And then she would just give me her cookie in return.
Nice trade.
W trade. W unk.
And except for when they had the oatmeal raisin cookies.
Yeah. I
hate those. Do you like those, Noah?
No.
I was so thought you were good about it.
Oatmeal should not belong in a cookie. Neither should raisins. No, I'm standing on it.
The oatmeal is fine. It's nope. just the raisin.
Nope.
The
oatmeal raisin and raisins nasty. Should both not ever belong in a cookie. Chocolate chip is the only good cookie that isn't.
Whoa. Sit down. Whoa. Sit down. Sit down.
Okay, now that is a hot take.
Sugar cookie? Those little white ones from Walmart, what are they?
With the frosting on it?
Okay, yeah, those are good. But
those
I mean,
are amazing.
Those
I mean,
like
good,
actual cookies, you can go out of your way.
A lemon cookie?
No.
Yes. Thin mints?
Thin mints are disgusting.
Let me think.
Snickerdoodle.
Thin mints are disgusting. Snickerdoodle are disgusting.
What? No, actually, stop. Just sit down.
This is my show.
Hold on. Whoa, okay. Thin mints?
Yeah, I don't like mint and chocolate. It just doesn't taste like right.
Okay, yeah, I do know that, actually.
Dude, the whole Olive thing. Garden mints?
Ooh, no. The Andes mints are so good.
They're all disgusting.
You could literally just buy a bag of them for like $2 at the dollar store. It's so good.
They're all disgusting.
No, you're crazy. You're actually
okay, now,
insane.
Why do you hate Snickerdoodle?
I just don't like the texture or the flavor.
It's just, the texture is cookie.
Texture is not cookie.
Yes, it is.
I don't like hard cookies.
They're not hard.
How do you eat a chocolate chip cookie?
Wait, hold on.
It's soft. Get the pre-baked of other kinds of cookies.
What Snickerdoodle are you eating? Snickerdoodles are not supposed to be hard. They're supposed to be soft.
Yeah, they're supposed to be like soft and chewy and all nice.
Yeah, they're supposed to be soft and cinnamony.
No!
Dude, you're crazy. You're actually crazy. Whoever you had them from, they burnt them.
So, Mom, if you're listening to me, I'm kidding.
Sorry, but maybe learn how to make better Snickerdoodles.
No. You can't talk that much crap about my mom's cooking, bro.
Crazy, dude.
But I only like chewy cookies. I only like chewy cookies. Like, I literally will only eat Oreos if I have them dipped in something. Make them chewy.
Baking's okay, see, now that respect. Makes sense, but just saying that you don't like those other cookies at all, that's just not right.
I have three cookies I'll eat.
No, like,
okay, name them.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
Oreo.
Okay.
Wait for it. Drum roll, please. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. You know the Kellogg's cookie?
I was literally thinking about that earlier.
Yeah. Those like fudge cookies, that's the third.
They're really good.
Those are the only two I'll actually eat.
What you need to do is you need to go to Noodles & Company and buy a Snickerdoodle company.
Dude, I've never been to Noodles & Company. Neither I want to go so bad.
Well, yeah, get your license, we can go.
Hey,
but they're Snickerdoodle cookies, though,
baby.
The day he gets his license.
All right, Noah, what's the craziest cookie you've had?
What?
Craziest cookie?
Gatorade.
Like, what was in it that just didn't seem like it should be?
Gatorade.
Probably a Sour Patch Kids cookie.
All right. I got two for you. One, parfait cookie. Had ice cream, strawberry, and blueberry, and then just regular cookie in it.
That sounds actually not that bad.
It was really good. And I don't even like parfaits or strawberries.
I don't know what a parfait is. So, we will.
A parfait it's is like it's stuff. Like yogurt, granola, and then fruit.
Ooh, I don't know about the granola.
No, it covers the flavor with the yogurt.
I don't know about the granola. The texture of the granola and yogurt might.
I just don't like the fruit. The fruit's
you gotta be careful.
They
always
pick the worst fruits.
Yeah, true.
But and then the other one was a I forgot. Hold on. Ooh, I had it, but then I lost it. I don't know. Never mind. Oh, I had a cereal cookie once. That was really good, but that's not a weird one. I feel. It was Fruity Pebbles.
Okay, so
cookie and ketchup.
What? Huh?
So me and two of my friends were over and we were just doing like weird food things that we saw on TikTok.
Yeah, and you would all throw up.
We did pickle and ketchup.
Yeah.
Or not pickle and ketchup. Pickle and chocolate, chips and chocolate.
Chips
and then we were like
gas.
We're like, what should we do for this
have
cookie?
You ever had
like, a cookie?
Nacho cheese Dorito and baked beans?
No.
Really good.
Savory
and savory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they
really
serve
good.
That at food trucks sometimes.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I remember like at this one soccer game from like 4 or 5 years ago, I got
we should just start calling this show just ADD.
It's great. But I had nachos, cheese and what was it? What's the stuff called? The meat.
The beef? What?
No, not meat. Not beef.
Chicken.
No.
Pork.
It was pulled pork. And I don't know why, but that was the best pulled pork nachos I'd ever had in my life. Like, none have beaten that. And that was from, like, 4 or 5 years ago at some random soccer game.
Are we still going with random meats?
No. I found it. It was pulled pork.
I got this, guys. Catfish.
So how do they pull the pork? Do they just take the tail of the pig and just pull it?
No, they just...
No, I was kidding. Just joking. They just pull the tail of the pig and it...
Ha.
It's like,
I thought he was genuinely curious.
No, I know
how to make pulled pork. Okay, so guys at home, if you don't know how to make pulled pork...
I don't think you should talk about that.
Well, you just take meat claws and...
Yeah.
Pull a pork. Chop.
You pull the pork.
Yeah, you pull the pork chop with the meat claws and it makes pulled pork. There you go. There's it's really Jace's, simple. Jace's food thing
pulled
for today.
Pork isn't even pulled. It's just shredded pork.
Yeah, that's literally what it is.
It's pulled apart.
So true. When do you think Tyler, the Creator's dropping the deluxe?
Because
he
say
said in
April.
That, if he said in that guy, stop. We can hear it. We said in that guy that he hasn't even dropped deluxe once and he's teased it.
April.
I don't think he drops it this year. I think it's next year.
It's still April.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't care what year, April.
I don't know.
You know why? Because it's my birthday month and I love Tyler. And he would do it just for my birthday.
No, he would not.
He knows how much I love him.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
You are nobody to him. I hope you realize that. I'm sorry to tell you this, and I'm looking you dead in the eyes when I say this. You are nobody to Tyler, the Creator.
I'm his one true fan.
I didn't expect this plot point.
You are nobody.
I'm his
just
one
like
true
I'm nobody
fan,
to
dude.
Playboy Cardi, even though I act like I'm somebody to him. I know I'm nobody. It's
like
just
him?
A confidence thing.
Dang, when this like turned him? Into a therapist session?
That's crazy.
Just therapy.
Just chromacopia.
Chromacopia.
Yeah.
Okay. If you land that water bottle right now, I'll give you $50.
Can't. There's no water in it.
It'll land
just
it.
Bounce.
You can still land it. It's possible. He almost landed it, too.
He did not get $50. Okay, welcome to
poor.
A new segment. I'm kidding. We're not doing segments. This is just a talk show.
This is just a yapping show.
Yeah, where we yap about yap and yap. You know? Yep. Gatorade. Life.
Favorite kind of coffee.
Can you guys
I don't drink
hear
coffee.
The
it's
ADD?
Disgusting. All.
There's only one that I will ever drink, and it's... I don't...
All of it. Disgusting.
I don't really think it's an actual coffee, but it's the...
Starbucks
McFrappe.
McFrappe.
Oh, it's so good. The chocolate one. Only because of all the chocolate in it.
Yeah,
that's
and
the
it's
best
not
part.
Healthy.
I don't
sorry
like
to tell you.
Don't care about healthy.
See, we're healthy. Me and Noah are
okay,
healthy.
Well, actually,
we might not look it, but
actually,
we are healthy.
There's one full coffee I will drink, and it's not this Noah, but the other Noah's coffee. I don't know how he does it, but he just makes it a special kind of way, and it makes me so happy.
It's love.
Yeah, it's definitely love. He makes a little heart and everything.
Aww.
What do they use for that? Like little...
Creamer.
Creamer and
yes,
I
know creamer.
Creamer
like,
and stirring sticks.
Yeah. Stirring sticks.
And it's the way he pours it. As well.
Creamer, obviously. How are they gonna dry it?
Creamer.
I don't know. Maybe cocoa powder.
Cocoa powder.
What?
Cocoa powder.
You ever seen like a cocoa powder pen?
No.
I know. Yeah, you put it into the coffee and you draw with it.
Yeah.
What? This is a thing.
Yeah.
I've never seen this before.
That's why they get so detailed with their art.
Dude, I want them to make my face.
You know what else I want?
That's it. They won't put your name on the coffee anymore because they always get it wrong. They'll just make
they
your face.
They never get my name wrong.
They'll just make your face. Well, that's just a common meme. I don't know. I've never put my name in, so I don't know if they'll get it wrong.
Actually, I don't think I have either. They never get my mom's. That's not true. They always put an E. Yeah, they always get it wrong. Okay. You know
but
what I want?
That's it. They'll just make your face.
You know what I want?
What?
Chromacopia.
You got it on your shirt.
I do have it on my shirt. But you know what else is on my shirt?
Tyler.
Made the color white.
Okay.
You know what else is white?
Me?
Snow.
Oh.
You know what I don't want in this world anymore?
Whoa.
Snow.
Whoa. Hot take there, buddy. Snow
cold.
Is amazing.
At least in Indiana. It's
cold.
Not
snow
that.
Is amazing,
we're
dude.
We're 17 almost. Well, you're almost 17. What are you going to do in the snow, dog?
Anything I want.
You're still out there making snowmen?
Yeah.
Get a load of this guy.
Okay, so
a guy, no.
But like, dude, what's wrong with making snowmen?
It's just such a little kid thing.
I can't embrace my little kid nature.
Okay.
I mean, you do you, man, but I'm not going to be
you've
out
never
there.
Seen, you've never seen adults go out and make snowmen?
No.
Really?
I've only ever seen them do it with their kids.
Scrooge over here.
That's sad. Yeah, exactly, man. Get out of here. What's wrong with snow?
Humbug.
Humbug. I'm still throwing snowballs and stuff, and you're over here like...
No, snowballs is one thing, but...
Snow go away.
I'm fine with snow going away, though. It's too cold. It's too wet. Just ruins all my shoes because I don't really have boots. And I just don't want it.
Snow can stay. Ice.
No, both can just leave.
I would love more ice, dude. Okay? That's
and
the
you're weird,
perfect,
pal.
That's the
you're
perfect
weird.
Way to sled.
Your beard's weird, pal.
Beard? I don't have a beard.
He has no beard.
What? I can't grow facial hair.
That's why I'm saying it's weird.
Anyways, I want more ice because...
Got him.
What? Okay.
Gatorade.
Gatorade. I want more ice because that's perfect sledding conditions.
Ice? You sled on ice?
Yes, dude. That's fast.
I hope you fall.
Of course you're going to fall. It's a sled. It's not like it's super sturdy.
Ice can stay, but it's got to get off of roads and
driveways. Yeah, off roads. That makes sense, but...
And off driveways.
Yeah.
Walking up one of those.
Dude, it's currently on my basketball pad. Oh my God, I want to cry because I can't shovel it off.
It's on my driveway and it's just a pain in the butt. Because like I always be falling down on it.
I want to see a video of you falling on ice. That would make my day.
I actually haven't fallen on it in a long time. Oop, I jumped.
That would make my day, Noah, watching him fall on ice.
That would make my day if I saw Noah fall on ice.
This what? Noah?
Yeah. Yes, this Noah.
Okay. Yeah, he'd be like, oh, gee willikers.
No. That's exactly what he'd say, dude.
No, I would
Something
not.
Like Robin.
Gee willikers. That, I kicked the back.
Be careful with
my
feet.
My feet are too long.
Oh, your feet are too long. Every time I sit at a dinner table with someone, I'm always rubbing on their toes. And they're like, they're always like, get away from me. I'm like, this is not my fault. Also, when I'm always at a dinner table, and
I'm going to stop you there.
No. Anytime my sister has pasta, she will always say that I, from across the table, got it cold by breathing.
Yeah, you breathe too much, dog.
No, she says I breathe too heavy.
Yeah, what the heck? Stop breathing.
Bro,
you know what else is stop breathing? A Playboi Carti song.
Breathe.
Breathe. That's a yeet song.
I don't think we can speak any more of it.
This is my brother Dan.
All right.
I've been thinking about. Can't say that word.
Can't say that word. That should be like in the middle of a rap song.
Hey, actually, it is kind of nice.
Okay, wait, guys. I may have some info for Spider-Man.
Flip it again?
For Spider-Man, hold on. No, nobody cares about the bottle flip. Let him preach.
I'm pretty sure it's just a rumor. But Spider-Man 4, there may be a new love interest.
Gwen Stacy. She better be blonde.
I mean, it's comic accurate if she's blonde.
I stand on business on that one.
Hopefully, you know, she doesn't fall down
Michael
a clock
Myers.
Tower.
Wait, no, it's going to be Deadpool. In the comics, Deadpool and Spider-Man are besties, and then they made an MCU that Spider-Man and Wolverine are. Like, what the heck, dude?
I said love interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, not besties.
What's your point?
I'm going to be honest. I don't think... Our new Spider-Man is that, but...
Could be Black Cat, just saying.
Could be Black Cat, actually.
Maybe. Or what's the other spider?
I need Ned to hurry up and become a bad guy. I'm tired of his good boy arc.
That is good boy arc?
Yeah.
I just can't wait for him to learn more sorcery, dude. It's
I cool. can't wait for him to become a bad guy.
But, like...
he forgot.
who
Don't remember.
It? Someone said that... He was going to kill Ned, right? Or something like that. Because Ned turns into a bad guy.
Yeah, wasn't he planned to be like Hobgoblin or something?
Mm-hmm.
No, he was in a different universe, I think.
Mm-hmm. He is. All of Spider-Man's best friends.
Yeah, the best friends always turn into a bad guy.
Yeah.
So that's why you're saying Ned's going to...
Yeah, he's going to be a bad boy. He's going to be a bad boy.
He just doesn't look like a bad guy. That's
I don't
problem.
Care.
He looks
he
too
be...
like happy and jolly.
I don't care, Cohen. That's the issue because he's always going to end up being a bad guy.
Oh, it's so sad.
Bro, I cried when they dapped up for the final time.
Who?
Ned and...
Peter.
Peter.
Oh, yeah.
There were tears falling down my face. I was like, this is cinema. You know, dude, you know what else was cinema? Infinity War. I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark. I saw an edit yesterday of that. I was bawling. Oh, my
gosh, dude.
I was like, dang, that's emotional.
Two of the saddest moments was that in the Spider-Man movie. And my two favorite movies, Marvel-wise, or MCU-wise, was the Spider-Man one and Deadpool and Wolverine. No doubt.
What's Spider-Man?
The one you were just talking about.
Oh, that's Infinity War.
When they dab up the final
time? Oh, no, that's...
No Way Home.
Yeah, No Way Home.
Yeah. That one's good. I like Homecoming a lot.
Nah, I can't. I can't get behind Homecoming. I just wasn't a fan. I was kind of just bored.
But let's think about this. If it is Black Cat, that does also mean it's Peter's, like, dark arc.
Yeah.
Because in the comics, it's when he gets the symbiote that he dates Black Cat.
That's what I'm thinking of, is Silk.
Well, I don't think they'll do that because Silk and Peter don't actually like each other. It's because they're bitten by the same spider, so they're...
It's the MCU. They could do what they want. But I'm ready for the new Andrew Garfield movie.
Excuse me. Sam, I need to see Nervous Venom. Cough.
Yeah, I can't wait for the Sony Venom and Andrew Garfield to go at it. But wasn't it like there was something about it that I just didn't like? I don't remember.
I don't know. It's Andrew Garfield. What's there not to like? He's exactly. Literally the best Spider-Man.
Dude, I just love seeing clips of Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movies. It's the great.
Did you know Tony Hawk was his stunt double when he was skateboarding?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's actually amazing.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah, we don't know anybody to skate, so we just brought in Tony Hawk.
Yeah, we don't know anybody that can hit this nollie like this, so we brought in the GOAT.
We were like, Tony Hawk? That's the only choice there could be.
Yeah.
I mean, what else, what other skater do you know?
That's a good point. I don't know any
that signed the Nike. I forget his name, though. It's Nigel something. He's cool. He's cocky, but he's cool.
There's, what's his name? Coach Frank.
Coach Frank.
Coach Frank and Skate 3, bro. What you know about that guy? Yeah.
You know, that's the same guy that was... Oh, what's his name? Hold on.
It only takes me one push to get my skateboard fast, but for you, it'll take three.
Yeah, Coach Frank in the short shorts, bro. I think his shorts are shorter than mine. Real talk. I'm not saying something.
But he's so based.
He is. Sweatband, polo, and gym shorts, Dave, bro.
Dave from Alvin and the Chipmunks and Coach Frank are the same people. And it's so good.
And then the tree guy from We Bear Bears.
Oh, the Bigfoot.
Yeah, Bigfoot.
I love him, dude. He's great.
He's a great voice actor.
Exactly. He's a great actor. He's a great everything.
Yep.
He's been in a lot of good movies.
Yeah. I'm happy that they stopped doing Alvin and the Chipmunk movies.
Yeah. Once they got to, what was it, the fourth one? That was too much.
I messed with the island one.
Shipwrecked?
Shipwrecked. Yeah, bro. That one was...
There was the one where they turned it into Frankensteins or whatever.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What?
Like they, you know, with Frankenstein, it was like a Halloween one.
Oh, cool.
I watched so much of the show. I didn't really enjoy it, but...
I have not watched very much of the show.
I watched too much.
I'm excited for Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, my gosh, yes, dude. When that new season comes out, I will be, like, bawling my eyes out. I don't have
Disney+, so I can't watch it anymore.
Oh, I don't have Disney+, either. Hopefully it's on Disney.
It should be.
Like, just on cable.
XD?
No, it'll be on...
Was it on XD?
It was on both.
I think so. That was, like, where all the good TV shows were.
Yeah. Like,
true.
Casey Undercover.
At the beginning, Casey Undercover was regular Disney.
What, really?
Craig and the Creek.
Craig and the Creek was so good. It was Cartoon Network.
Oh.
Craig and the Creek, I feel, was the start of when I stopped watching Cartoon Network and, like, all of its new shows because I just didn't enjoy them anymore. Craig and the Creek was peak, but otherwise, I just couldn't watch the other shows.
I couldn't watch a lot of it.
I think the only Cartoon Network show I've seen is. From my memory, I've probably seen way more, is Ben 10.
Have you watched Adventure Time?
No.
Have you watched...
Teen Titans?
Recently, I have.
Yeah. Teen Titans Go?
Cartoon Network.
Teen Titans Go, I used to.
Cartoon Network.
There's two.
There's three, actually, including Ben 10.
Teen Titans Go
Dude, they're
is
making
so
another
based.
Teen Titans Go show.
Really?
Yeah.
They better not.
I messed with it.
But, like, the animation's weird.
It is?
Yeah.
What'd it look like?
Have you ever watched Regular Show?
No.
Clarence?
No.
Uncle Grandpa?
Clarence was such a good show. Can we talk about that real quick?
Hold on. You've got to have watched this one. The Amazing World of Gumball?
Nope.
Nah, that's crazy.
Okay, I recommend. Even Leo. I recommend when we get on the bus, look out. Put your headphones on. Listen to the Amazing World of Gumball out of context.
I mean, I've seen
that is the greatest YouTube video. It's not like the most viewed one.
I know what it is. I've seen clips from it, but I've never watched the show.
Wallet.
Great.
Wallet. We Bare Bears.
We Bare Bears.
Yes. Steven Universe?
Steven Universe. No. Never got into it.
I watched one episode of Steven Universe, and he pulled up his shirt, and I saw a gem in his stomach. I was like, this is too weird
for me. No, dude, it gets really good.
I can't do this.
I can't do this.
I'm going to watch Adventure Time.
How about Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah, I watched it. The original, though, not the remake.
As you should.
I about bought a Powerpuff Girls shoes.
That'd be cool.
Like the Nike Dunk ones.
Yeah, for calling it a girly show, Powerpuff Girls...
It hits.
Ooh, what about what's it called? Hold on. Courage Cowardly Dog?
Nah. I know what it is, but I've never seen it.
That's old.
Dexter's Laboratory?
Oh yeah.
I was like Dexter's Lab. So basically all the old shows go to Boomerang now.
Yeah, like Looney Tunes, a little bit of Boomerang.
There's also Cartoon Network technically, the new Looney Tunes.
I forgot what this show's called, dude. Hold on.
I never took an interest in Looney Tunes.
I like Tweety Bird and the Pig.
I loved Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes is so good.
That's all, folks.
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, I used to watch that a lot.
Ed and Eddie.
What a man. Ed and Eddie is one of the...
No, I've never seen that one.
Never watched Ed and Eddie? That's crazy.
My cousin's. One of my cousin's favorite show.
The Grim Adventures of Bill and Mandy.
I've never heard of that.
Really? You've never heard of this?
I've seen The Skeleton Guy.
I've seen it, but I've never watched it.
So good. Oh, here it is. Codename Kids Next Door.
Huh?
Codename Kids Next Door.
Never heard of it.
Never seen that.
I watched like 3 episodes of it when I was younger.
That looks really weird.
Good. It's really good, dude.
I feel like we were out of the generation of the best cartoons. Like, we were...
What?
No, we were in the middle. We were in the transition where we were in the cartoons growing up, and then it got crappier.
Yeah, like... We couldn't just sit down and watch cartoons now like we could. Like the 10 years before us could.
What about Chowder?
Oh, yeah, I've seen
it. What's that?
It was weird.
Never saw Chowder?
Chowder's kind of weird.
Here, hold on. Let me look it up.
It's a good show, but it's a bit odd.
It's
goofy. What's the one with the blue? What's the one with the blue guy?
That's what I was about to say. The Foster's Home, something like that.
And then it has like all these
imaginary
weird
friends.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. Yeah,
I've seen that.
Huh?
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Look it up.
Friends.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what you're talking about.
The blue guy that like just.
Mm-hmm.
Doop. Have you guys seen Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yo Gabba Gabba slaps.
Of course, I watched Yo Gabba Gabba. I think Tyler was in
Gabba Gabba on the VHS.
You sure you weren't talking about this little guy?
No, I'm not. It's like a guy that dresses up in all blue clothes. He has like bangs that go down to here. You know what I'm talking? It's like a little kid's show, but it was so good. I used to stay up till 11 p.m. to watch the Upside Down show. What you guys know about the Upside Down show? It got canceled.
I don't think I know it.
I was 3 when it got canceled. I was so sad.
Pocoyo? This?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch that too.
I remember when my sister and my little cousin watched Pocoyo, and I was like, this is a kid's show. I don't watch it.
Now, for the
but
listeners.
But I would watch it the whole time.
For the listeners out there, any of you guys remember The Wiggles?
Oh, my gosh, dude. Don't even bring up The Wiggles. That's crazy.
I don't think I ever
watched
The Wiggles.
That's so old. I swear.
I watched the original Blue's Clues.
I used to have The Wiggles on VHS.
Dude, The Wiggles went hard.
Steve!
Ever watch, what was it? Oh.
That's why I think we're the best generation, because we were born where we can, like...
Full House.
Yeah.
Love old stuff, but also...
I used to watch Full House every single night before I went to bed.
I just watched it whenever
Full House? Dude, the show is so good. Didn't they make Fuller House?
Yeah, I wasn't the biggest fan of Fuller House, but it was good.
It was all right.
I used to watch,
I've seen the first 3 seasons.
Yeah, I used to watch it when I went to sleep.
I watched all of Full House and all of Fuller House.
George Lopez.
Ooh, George Lopez. I remember when me and my cousin would just stay up and just watch cartoons, and then George Lopez would turn on, or we'd wake up really early and George Lopez would turn on, and we were like, what is this? But yeah, we'd still watch the whole thing.
It's like watching Family Feud when you're young.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on, but this seems entertaining.
I remember when we watched Family Guy.
For whenever we get off about me and Family Feud, it was quite funny. I was like 8.
I remember watching Family Guy when I was younger, and I just didn't understand what was going on.
Oh, dude, I got put on the Family Guy at like 6.
Exactly.
I thought Family Feud was a family show.
It is.
Family Guy.
So you want
Family Guy's definitely not a family show.
Okay, so here's how it went. It went Family Guy, Simpsons, Cleveland Show, Family Guy.
Yes, dude.
Or no, American Dad.
Yeah, American Dad most times.
Hello, USA.
And then Futurama, too.
I've never watched Futurama.
I've never watched any of those.
Cleveland Show is my favorite. I don't care.
I finished the Cleveland Show. It was a long time ago, though. And I finished Simpsons.
They need it since Arif is doing the voice actor of Cleveland now.
They're still doing it?
Yeah.
What do you mean you finished The Simpsons? They're still going.
Cleveland Show.
Well, I finished what of there is this, of The Simpsons.
Yeah, they come out with a new season every year.
Have you watched the new Christmas special?
Probably.
I've never seen anything
about The Simpsons. Oh, I thought you were about to, like, mention it, but no. Okay.
I don't know anything about The Simpsons.
Treehouse of Terror is one of the greatest ongoing series of all time.
I love Treehouse of Terror. Dude. Yes. It's great. And then we watched, what was the one episode where it was, like, Edgar Allan Poe and the Raven?
The Telltale Heart?
No, it's just Edgar Allan Poe, and it was about his book, The Raven, and it was the worst episode.
I hate watching it, and I had to watch it again
in English recently.
And it was on The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Edgar Allan Poe was definitely a bit odd.
Yeah.
He was just a great
You know
poet.
Who else was odd? I don't know what his name is, but the guy that cut off his ear and sent it to the girl.
That was the painter, right?
Yeah.
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Well, he cut off his ear because there was no mirrors back then. So he was like, I need a reference for my ear.
He did it for the woman.
Yeah, he did it for the woman.
And he would drink yellow paint because he thought it made it happen. Happy.
Yeah. It was weird.
I mean, to be fair, that was like how many years ago? How many centuries?
Talk about self-medicating.
What?
Anyways, Quagmire's my background.
Quagmire is a goober, okay? He's just...
Giggity, giggity. Giggity, giggity. Giggity, giggity.
Okay. Let me think.
Hey,
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers. Samurai.
That's my boy.
Samurai's
the best. Yes, exactly, dude. No, nothing.
I had the blue mask, the gold mask, the red mask.
I just had the red
Mighty Morphin, though. The episode where all the Red Rangers come into the universe.
Oh, my gosh.
That one's fire.
That one and the episode where all the Power Rangers came into the
same
universe.
Both of those were so good.
Crazy. I was freaking out. I was actually freaking out. My little cousin still watches Power Rangers to this day, and he's like 12, and I'm so proud of him.
Story time, chat.
I can't do the new Power Ranger shows.
Noah, I'm telling my story. Kidding. So I wrote a letter to the Power Rangers when I was like 5.
Yes.
Thinking I would get a response, and my mom bought me a whole bunch of Power Rangers stuff, and she put it in a box and sent it back to me. I held on to that stuff till I was like
12. That's so good, 12. Dude.
It was when my mom and stepdad got divorced that I got rid of it. So, like, 8. But anyways, I used to be a big Power Rangers kid.
Did you have the Morpher?
Yeah.
I had 2 of them. I had the original one where you pull down the thing and slide the card in. And then I had the phone, like the samurai phone. Mm-hmm.
I hated the noise for the phone. It made me mad. I hated it.
We got a lot of our stuff at Goodwill at the time, so
yeah. I had to wait
a little bit, but we got it.
I like the little like creatures that were like the morphing things.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I remember McDonald's when they did the Power Rangers things. You would go every day to try and collect them all so you could build the.
I didn't go every day, but I sure did go a lot.
You have money, Noah.
Well, not every.
We couldn't go every day.
Not every day, but you try to collect all of them so you could put them together and form the.
Dude, anytime they had collectibles, I tried to collect them.
And you know you can just buy them, right?
Especially Pokemon cards.
You can just buy the toys. I didn't know that, but yeah, you can just buy the toys.
My childhood's ruined.
You can't go out and collect them all. You can just buy them all at once.
I don't even go to McDonald's anymore.
I was at McDonald's yesterday, and they have Pokemon cards again, right?
Really?
Yep. And I went up to the...
I know what we're doing today.
I went up to the cashier, and I was like, hey, can I just buy the Pokemon cards? Like, because they come in the Happy Meal. And they were like, no, we can't sell them individually. I was so mad.
Yeah. I mean...
So mad.
What does it matter to them? They're still getting cash.
Exactly. Speaking of which, cash... So I had a $100 bill, right?
Nice. And so
look at you, big guy.
When I went to McDonald's, I only had the $100 bill to pay.
Oh no.
So I did, and this lady on her vest has a little like slider, and it's like how my social battery is. And it was a big smiley thing. I put the $100 in front of her. Before she took it, she just moved it down to the big red face.
I mean,
and I was like, no way you just did that.
Great customer service telling you how they feel. So you can be careful.
I took, like, literally they had the money out of the drawer except for $2.
Did she not just grab, like, $420?
The drawer didn't have that much.
Okay.
This is McDonald's we're talking about.
Yeah, well, McDonald's.
They don't always have the drawer filled.
Yeah, no store ever really. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Yeah, isn't it like a safety thing?
Yeah.
Sort of. Or we're just not good on money.
Give me all the cash. Okay, here's the
penny. Especially working at a family-owned business, it really fluctuates from day to day. Well, I mean,
if you need the money, they'll give it to you. It's just like they just don't have the drawer full.
Yeah. They always have someone in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever rob a bank.
Whoa.
So yeah, that was my fun time at McDonald's yesterday.
That was yesterday?
Yeah.
So you had a $100 bill yesterday and you didn't even say anything?
I had a $100 bill since Christmas.
I could have robbed him, guys. I could have took his ankles.
Well, there's like 80, 90 some odd dollars in here.
Well, thank you.
That's why my wallet's so thick.
Dude, donate it to the marathon.
Yeah, donate it to the marathon, man. No! By the way, marathon is coming up, guys. It's May 2nd to May 3rd, I think. Is that right? Look at the board. Yes? Okay.
Yeah,
36 hours.
May 2nd, 8 a.m. to midnight, May 3rd.
It's like 36 hours of straight radio.
We are going for a goal of $2,450. If you can, we need local businesses to possibly donate if they are available to donate.
Yeah, so reach out.
Because that is our only pay.
You can always get in contact with us at 317-244-9234. Again, that's 317-244-9234. If you want to suggest a song or talk, be on air. So, yeah. Okay, well, I think we covered pretty much everything today.
I have one more thing.
Hit us.
Noah?
What?
You know what's massive?
Low taper fade.
So, anyway, what was your topic?
That was my TED Talk.
Was that it?
That was it.
Really?
Yeah.
How did I bring up? They have Squabble up in here.
No way. Do they really?
They do. Oh, my God. Oh, I just looked at this. Mustard!
Look for TV off.
TV off's not going to be in here. It's too explicit.
Turn that TV off.
Mustard! Should we go Kendrick Lamar into Drake?
For context, if you guys don't know, that's Kendrick Lamar. That's a quote where he just screams
mustard.
Have you
listened to Chuckle Sandwich?
What? No. Okay, on that note,
I've
guys.
Seen the quote.
Just reminds me, because Ted Nivison always says, for our audio listeners out there, because they do the video and they do the audio, and sometimes Shalat will just do stuff like showing.
Yeah.
You need to explain what's going on.
Okay, so.
It's just funny.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. If you've stayed tuned for an entire, like, 45 minutes, almost an hour, yeah, enjoy Squabble Up by Kendrick Lamar on Indies Giant 90.9. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody.